As San Francisco businesses continue to reopen, low-wage essential workers continue to weather the hazards of working under pandemic conditions. James Araby is the Director of Strategic Campaigns for UFCW Local 5, representing 30,000 grocery store workers in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Even in the liberal Bay Area, there have been many instances where customers have gotten into fights with our members, actually get into physical altercations in front of the store trying to enforce mask policies. And most stores ask the 17, 18, and 19-year-old members to try to enforce these mask policies.
Araby says, according to a union survey, half of union members reported not being properly trained in sanitation procedures, and nearly three-quarters were unaware of their right to 14 days of paid sick leave under SF's paid sick leave ordinance. Again, Araby.
And that's only union members. And so the union were able to go out and talk to our members about these protections. But there are over 70% of grocery workers in the state of California are actually non-union. And so they don't even have an organization for themselves to advocate.
According to the SF Department of Public Health, while construction firms have a legal obligation to report any positive cases to their office, most other private businesses don't, including restaurants. Fast food workers represent the second greatest number of positive coronavirus cases reported to the city. Cristobal Ayala, who works at a Carl's Jr. in San Francisco, reported workers were abused by their employer when they called in sick. Kayla Sanborn-Hum read a portion of their formal complaint letter to the city's Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement.
The manager has learned enough Spanish so that if we call in sick, she calls us stupid and says, "You are trash. Do you understand? You are trash." Workers are afraid to speak up about problems like being forced to work sick, a lack of PPE, a lack of social distancing, and extreme heat waves where coworkers pull down their masks to breathe. This puts us, our families, and vulnerable populations, including our homeless customers, at increased risk for COVID-19.
Pat Mulligan, director of the city's Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement, verbally confirmed that his office had received the grievance. He says most of the complaints are handled before they have to exact punitive measures like the suspension of a license, in the case of restaurants, for example. If sick leave is being denied to an employee, complaints are dealt with by Mulligan's office. The public can dial 311 to reach a clerk. The same number may be used if reporting a health order violation or when a business is not complying with reopening guidelines. Workers representing at-home care, gig work, fast food, and janitorial sectors all reported difficulty accessing adequate PPE. Many said they brought their own without being compensated for the expense. That despite the city's stockpile of PPE at the Moscone Center, which employers can access through the city's Department of Public Health if they can show they need it. Olga Miranda is president of SEIU Local 87.
We believe, and it's our opinion, and experts have also confirmed this, that the reliance and opening of our industry is going to really rely on the hands of the janitors. We want to be able to work to live. But we should not be fighting our employers, Able, ABM, Cleanorama, Genesis. We should not be fighting them to give us gloves, to give us face masks. A lot of the members standing behind me have had to bring their own gloves, their own masks.
Miranda and her membership held a protest rally where they carried 10 coffins through the streets of San Francisco, commemorating the 10 union members who have already died from contracting COVID-19. She says it's immigrants and minorities like herself that are responsible for building back the country's economy in the aftermath of national emergencies. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.